of demonic activities that we have never seen or heard of before. I know I'm right. Are you with me yet? And so God has an end time plan, a protection for his family. I would not want to be outside of the family of God today. Today, it is also important that we stop to give respect for all of the families who lost family members 10 years ago in the tragic terrorist bombing of the World Trade Center in New York City. There are so many testimonies. And I just recently heard one that blessed me tremendously. A husband who was also a New York City fireman, when the bombs went off, that was the place where his wife worked. And when he got to the building and saw it crumbling down, he said he went and found a bench and sat on it and began to weep his eyes out because he knew his wife was gone. And he cried and he cried and he cried. He said he just cried profusely because he could just imagine how traumatic that was for her. And he said after a few minutes, his phone rang and it was his wife. She had gotten out and they had taken her to another area in Chinatown and she was safe. And the wife said when her husband stepped in the door and looked at her, she looked at him and she said to him, "Why are your eyes so red?" He said, "You wouldn't want to know." He thought his wife was dead. Yeah. But God is good. And there's been one story after another where God would signal a person not to go to work today. But there was one husband who said his wife woke up late. And he told her, he said, "Why don't you just stay home today?" And she said, "No, I need to go to work." And she went to work and she died in the Trade Center. But her husband said, "Don't go today." We need to be able to hear the Spirit of God speak to us individually because God will warn us of things to come. Those demonically led terrorists, God showed me, were driven not by money or fame, but by a destructive belief system. They had a hatred for America. And this caused them to kill thousands of innocent people that day. And so we celebrate today the 10 years of that awful, awful time in America. And I wonder if you can remember where you were when it happened. We were here at church and got a phone call from Pam Burnett. And remember, she had released some prophetic words of some things coming against America when she was at our church. And she called to let us know what had happened. A sad day for America. But have you thought about how this demonic atrocity has affected the family of God today? God showed me two things that I want us to think about that has happened and transpired in the body of Christ since that particular day in New York City, so close to Connecticut. First of all, the Lord said persecution has come against the Christian family. It has intensified greatly since 9/11, 10 years ago. The enemy is trying to make a mockery out of the church. But the saddest thing of all is I'm hearing stories all the time because I communicate with pastors all over this country that there are so many so-called Christians that are in great confusion concerning what's right and what's wrong. But the Bible says to us, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution in the last days. God said that we will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But he said, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So though we are persecuted, let it be for righteousness' sake. And the Holy Spirit showed me the second thing that affected the family of God as a result of this World Trade Center bombing was that the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ is more focused today on the eternal versus the temporal. I don't know about you. That was a place for you to say amen. I'm more focused today on the eternal because I recognize while people are running around in fear of what's going to happen. If you had watched the news on yesterday, people are anticipating another attack. Do you know your heart would fail you if you didn't have a foundation that God is your protector? So maybe you couldn't say amen when I said that, but the Holy Spirit said the true church is more focused on the eternal versus the temporal. And everything in the natural or temporal realm is shaky. There is no solid ground. You had better get your focus on the eternal. Yeah. The Spirit of God wants the church to know that we have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. And because of the signs of the times, we need to get about kingdom business. So I want to talk today about God's mighty weapons of warfare for the end time family of God against the enemy's attack. Because we don't know where they're going to attack next. It boggles my mind with the technology that we have that some planes could get that close and we didn't know it. Don't you wonder how they could get under the radar and get that close, even to the Pentagon, and nobody sees it? We had better be armed and equipped because we can't sleep with one eye open and one closed. We can't be so fearful that we can't let our children go to school and get out of our sight. We have got to be so secure. We have got to be at peace. We cannot allow our hearts to fail us for fear. But we had better get a hold of the weapons of warfare that God has given us for the end time church. Go with me to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. God gave me a whole new outlook on these scriptures. And I want to share them with you today under this apostolic anointing. 1 John 5, verse 7 and 8. So there are three witnesses. Where? In heaven. Three witnesses in heaven. Who are the three witnesses in heaven? The Father who created everything. The Word that created everything. The Holy Spirit that created everything. And these three, they are functioning in heaven as one. They are functioning in heaven as one. I'm going to give a little more information about that word in a moment. Verse 8. And these three, there are three witnesses where? On earth. And they are the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three are what? In unison. Their testimony coincides. And I studied that word unison, and it means to be in union or alliance. It means oneness. It means unity. It means united in relationship. These three are united in relationship. And it also means these three are in agreement at all times here on earth. So here on earth is the witness of the spirit, the water, and the blood. And they are always in agreement and oneness. I want you to hear the Spirit of God today as we minister concerning God's end time protection for his family. It's not going to do you any good to go out and buy a gun. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You can get the biggest guard dog. Not going to do you any good against this enemy. You can put up an electric fence and get you an alarm on your house, but it won't protect you against this enemy. Only the weapons of warfare that God has provided in the earth for the people of God will work against this enemy. The good news is that the three in heaven are operating in unison. And so we can get up every day knowing that heaven is covering us because Jesus, our eternal high Melchizedek priest, is ministering on an assignment, daily working in the heavenly sanctuary on behalf of his church. The Bible says there are even witnesses that are watching us. Glory to God. They are in heaven on behalf of God's church. And Jesus is ministering every day as a mediator, as I've taught us, our intercessor, our advocate, and our surety of a new and better covenant. As the Godhead is united in one, always in agreement, as one God on our behalf in heaven. That ought to give us such security. But if we only had revelation or understanding of these three in heaven, we could still feel a little insecure because they're in heaven. But God said, glory to God, that there are three that will bear witness in earth. Three that are working together in earth on behalf of the saints. And that ought to give us a security in this end time like never before. I never thought about these three being weapons of warfare for the body of Christ. I've read these scriptures and I've quoted these scriptures. I've even taught on these scriptures even in the past. But the Holy Spirit has given me a whole new outlook on these three that are in agreement on earth. On earth. And I want to share some things concerning these three. The very first thing the Lord said to me is that in heaven, the voice of the precious covenant blood of Jesus is declaring complete redemption from the entire curse of the law for the believer. I said, the Holy Ghost said, there's a voice speaking in heaven declaring that the blood of Jesus has purchased our freedom, has justified us, has restored us, has sanctified us, has given us divine health.